This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. You've taken, 15 minutes of your Wednesday. That is, if you don't touch that dial, if you're a Christian, you're going to hear some good news today. You're going to hear that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You're going to hear today that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe. That is, as it says in chapter 6, verse 14, you, my friend, are no longer under the law. Now, that's not a license to sin. As Paul said earlier, shall we continue to sin so that grace may abound? And he said, God forbid. How shall we continue in sin any longer? After all that the Lord has done for us, my paraphrase. Great things here in Romans chapter 10. That's where we're at. This is the last part of this message. If you'd like the whole message, I encourage you, write to me, Paul, WMIEFM.com. I'll mail it to you, or I'll mail you the link, because I have a podcasting page that has some 6 or 7 years worth of programs uploaded. You can right-click on them. You can save them to your computer. You can burn them to a CD. Now, to find that page, the podcasting page, you go to my website, which is WGODradio.com. And then from there on that page, on WGODradio.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Prior Broadcasts. You click on that, and then another link that says Prior Broadcasts. That'll take you to my podcasting page that has practically everything I've preached or taught here on the radio since 2010. So there's 7 years worth of programs. I encourage you, soak yourself in the Word of God. That is how you're going to be transformed, by the renewing of your mind. And you renew your mind by going to where God speaks, mainly in your Bible. That's the first place to go. And I encourage you to be obedient to the commandment, and that is to be transformed. Be not conformed, he says. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You do that by spending time in the Word of God. Now, that's enough of me. Let's get into the Word now. We have short message, so this is 9 minutes long. The last part of this message, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight, 6 o'clock. We're in Luke chapter 12. Love to see you. And then we'll be back here tomorrow, Romans chapter 11, and some exciting stuff here. We're catching up on the radio to where we are at church. We're at chapter 12 this weekend. Here's the last part of this message, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord.
The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Amen? Everyone follow what I'm saying here? You don't have to keep rules anymore to be right with God. You've got the Holy Spirit to be right with God. It's the grace of God that appears to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. Not a sign that says, don't do that, because you can't keep that sign. You can't even survive in a garden with no sin nature. You can't keep rules. But praise be to God, you've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And now you can do it when before you couldn't. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now you could do what they couldn't do because God lives on the inside of you. And they had rules and they couldn't keep rules. But the purpose of the rule, the law was our schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. The purpose of the rule was to show you, you can't do it. Why would you want to go back to that? Paul called it a ministry of death. It's designed to kill you. It's designed to kill you. Drops you off right at the foot of the cross, where you got to make a decision. That's the purpose of the law. Moses writes about the righteousness of the law, that the man who does those things shall live by them. Now, as for you, verse 6, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who would descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach that... All right, let me stop right there. Let's stop with the word that. Paul is showing now a more excellent way. Remember, he's expounding on what he said at the end of chapter 9. The Jews pursued after a law of righteousness, and the Gentiles were made righteous, or I should say, they achieved the righteousness of God strictly by their faith in Jesus Christ when they heard the gospel and the grace of God. And now here in verse 9, he's going to share with everyone how to get right with God. And how to have the righteousness of God imputed to your account. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, confess is the Greek word homologeo, which means to agree with, or to speak the same thing. Homo meaning same. Prefix. Legeo is to speak. To speak the same thing. Like if you confess our sins, if you confess your sin, it means to agree with God on something. Or agree with somebody. If you agree with God that, number one, you are a sinner in need of redemption. If you agree with God that you can't make it on your own and you don't have what it takes to keep the whole law and not stumble at one point, if you agree with God that you can't keep rules without help, if you agree with God, the Father, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And number four, if you agree with God that there is a resurrection of the righteous. Verse 9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Don't believe in the resurrection, you're not a Christian. That's the whole Christian faith. That's the greatest truth ever been spoken since Adam hid behind a tree. With the heart, verse 10, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Verse 13, for whoever or whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Funny how he's quoting that from the Old Testament. He's quoting that from Joel, the prophet Joel. How's that? Because it's the same thing that saved you, Old Testament or New. Right? Genesis 15:6. Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. This is how the Old Testament prophet can say that. This is a quote from the Old Testament. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not a New Testament quote. That's an Old Testament quote. Verse 9 is the statement of fact. Verse 10 breaks it down and reveals what transpires behind the scenes. With the heart you believe. And that, because God's put it there, that's not even your own. Your faith is not your own. It's a gift from God. That ought to bring you down to your knees. There's 4 billion people out here that don't have faith. I saw on the last Democratic convention on TV, they mentioned the name of God and everybody booed. Do you boo at the name of God? Thank God you've got faith and the gift of faith. It's a gift given to you from God. With the heart you believe. With the mouth you confess, homologeo, you speak the same thing. You speak, you agree, you're in agreement with God over who Jesus is. With the mouth you agree with God and you speak out that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you say that, no man can say Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 12. You can't say that without God giving that to you. You can't do it. That's a gift from God. With the heart you believe. With the mouth you agree with God, speak out Jesus Christ as Lord. That's why I like figuratively speaking say that baptism saves you. How's that? By proclaiming at your baptism that Jesus Christ is Lord. Luke 12 and 8, as I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will confess before all the angels of God. By you getting up at your baptism and saying, Jesus is Lord, like I had Cheryl do, standing on the beach. She got up and raised her hand and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, you can't do that on your own. You got to have help. And when you do that, your name is written in the book of life. And that's a gift from God. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The third thing that happens, revealed in verse 10, you are saved. You're born again. You are forgiven of your sins. Your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Now that is some good news. Now I leave you today with this great promise found in Revelation chapter 3. It says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. It's time.